Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. Mike, check 1, 2, 3. Are we live? I think we're live. A little out of sorts because I've been away. Just got back in last night. I was in Virginia for several days. So we had, we did have dispatching live last week, but we didn't do Cars on the Move on Friday. We didn't do a standard Tuesday nights live. What is he talking about? Listen, if it's your first time here, please do feel welcome on Auto Transport Intel. This is the Car Shipping Business Channel, and it's Thursday, and it's noon Central Time. Mic check 1, 2, 3. I think we're okay. That means it's time to check the load boards. We're going to talk about dispatching, being a dispatcher, dispatching for carriers, talking to brokers, looking at ratings, rates, knowing more about before you book a load, what are the flags, what do you need to do, all that stuff. So we want you to jump in the live chat and join us, ask questions. You can do that also. Do me a favor. Please leave a like. Thank you so much. And what you can do is right below this video, you can click share, click copy, grab that YouTube link. The show is growing. Dispatching Live is growing, which is exciting because that's good news for anybody that is tired of others not seeing reality of logistics. I don't know how logistics got so pretend, but somewhere along the way it did. Lots of assumptions, promises, etc. And we get into that. In fact, every week you can see some false promises or ideas. I don't know how this got so tilted, and maybe that's why the illegal dispatcher narrative exists. Because it's gotten so out of hand that now we have to say that people that are trying to clear it up are somehow the problem. It's fascinating. It's fascinating. So go ahead, do that. Do jump into the live chat. Say hello. We got Carlos in here, ACB Logistics in the house. What's up, Carlos? Two Bears Transportation, David. What's going on, David? Ty. Ty just loves load boards. Eats them up. Sue at Murphy Auto Transport Services here is her. Hey, Carlos. Hey, everyone. Welcome. David says he could do it for $5 more. See, there you go. Yeah, all this fancy, you know, I'll do it for $50 less. I'll do it for $5 more. Why not? It obfuscate. If you obfuscate, you might get the load. And so then, yeah, feel free to jump in the live chat. And I've gotten some emails every week now. I'm getting emails from... There's a couple categories. I get new to car hauling, want to learn more, and then I get new to dispatching, want to learn more. And both of those are great verticals for this show. In fact, another great one I look forward to is new to brokering, want to learn more. If you're in any way associated with brokering, this is a good show too. Why don't you see what the other side is thinking of the load you posted? Or the shipper's need for guarantees and promises and easy peasy and pizza toppings and hair appointments. Chris is here. Hey, everyone in transport land. Hope everyone is doing well. Purchasing a truck out of North Carolina. Chris. Yeah, Chris, you're a candidate for DOT compliance. But I know we'll see you in there, and I'm sorry we missed you. We didn't have a show. We did not have DOT compliance yesterday.
Hey, Danny.
And Danny says hello, everyone. And everybody, please say hello to Sue. Sue, what's happening?
Oh, it's crazy week this week, man. It really is.
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, it's funny you said, all right, well, I'll tell you what. Before we go to narrative, what is the, what's our load count on Central? I love to start with that.
We are at 39,572. We've gone down about 3,000,
yep.
Not quite, almost 3,000 loads from last week.
Yep. Okay.
But from what it's been doing, I would suspect next week it's going to go back up. But we'll see how it plays out.
Interesting.
That's the way it's been rolling.
What is your prediction of what will happen next week? Sue thinks load volume, capacity, in fact, rejection rate. Have you heard rejection rate? Rejection rate, as volume goes up, rejection rate goes up. Because it's a rejection rate is when you say to a load, I'm not going to move it for that. I reject. Did you know that? That's what rejection rate's all about.
Oh. Well, I could understand that. We just literally called for a load right before we got on the show. It's from Memphis to this place called Levon, Illinois. Okay. They have it on here. In fact, I'm just going to move my screen so you guys can see it. See what he just did.
Yeah.
He called to get this load. And he said, I don't want to pay any more than $200. So why did you list it for $250, right? So there's your example of
in
this
fact,
week. It has been crazy.
That is a flag on the play, is what that is. I'm trying to get better at my flags because, I mean, you know. Red, this is for stinking red loads that are just too cheap to move. This is for, I don't know, random stuff. And then a flag on the play is when you clearly, you're clearly abusing. I mean, yeah, exactly. Why post it for $250 if you're not going to move it for that? That's ridiculous.
Yes, it is. On top of it, Levon is not like we're going to St. Louis, so we can do it. But it's a heavy ass vehicle. And it's not, I'll show you where it's at here. It's not really like on a normal route either. Let me see, Levon. So Levon, Illinois. Oh, it gave me the wrong one here. But it's down here. Okay, so here's St. Louis. So we have to go off the route. This is the normal route right up through here, right? So we have to go off the route to drop that off.
So Levon is that 38305?
Once again, why list it?
No.
To the, hold on.
Yeah, where, so it's going to go to Levon, Illinois. I want to get the facts straight before I weigh in with my gavel.
Oh, where did it go? Hang on. Well, as I told Tim, I said, you need to add it up.
This one calls for a toothpick and a gavel. I'm ready.
Let's just do this. Levon, Illinois. And we're just going to put in St. Louis. That way you can see it.
Let us know what you think in the live chat. Is she right?
So if you see that right there, that's where it's at. Usually when you come up, you're riding this, you're riding 255 up, typically speaking. So it's not like it's off, total off route, but damn Skippy, if you're going to list it for the price, then you should be giving that load to somebody for that price. It just irritates the crap out of me when they do this.
And by the way, that would be the damn Skippy ruling in favor of the dispatcher.
But either way, it's also a big vehicle. I mean, the Chevy Avalanche is not lightweight. That's what, close to 5,500 pounds, something like that. So it should be paying what it's paying.
Yeah. By the way, we are not, we're not here to isolate or pick on any one company that does one thing, although it's tempting. But moreover, to explain that these, come on, man.
Yeah.
If you're going to post it for $250, why won't you take $250? That doesn't even make sense. Well, what's the thinking there? I mean, really?
Honestly, so this is one of those companies that I don't really like. And I have had them do this to me before, but my theory probably is what happened is, well, and he hasn't changed it yet, so that also pisses me off. But normally, if they had screwed up and not included their broker fee in it, okay, shall we say it was actually $200 and he was going to collect $250, someone should have already changed it by now. But when you call to get the load and they say straight up, I don't want to pay $250, I want to pay you $200, then you should have listed it for $200 from the get-go. I mean... It's almost like a, what do they call it, a switch and bait or something like that?
Well, there's bait and switch, but this gets to a large, you know, and this is where, man, do I love the fact that we regularly run into folks quoting scripture and verse about accountability of somebody else. Where's the accountability? This is your problem at this point.
Yeah.
Your problem, not my problem. Take ownership. If you got to make nothing on this, so be it.
Then you don't
do it again.
Anything. Yeah.
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 Not my problem.
That's what I would do too. If I screwed up, put it on there and I included my broker fee, then that's on me. Or you ask the customer for more money, one of the two, but you don't list it and then say, hey, I'm not going to pay that much.
Exactly.
I mean, I'll tell you what, this week has been crazy. It's been stuff like this. It's been, I don't know how many loads we've gotten this week that either had already been picked up, were not ready because they weren't paid for, but they're still dispatching them. I don't know why. Or the driver has shown up and the car was picked up by somebody else. It's been like nonstop this week. I don't know how many times I've gone through loads and had to restart over because of stuff like that.
So we got not ready, not paid. Which, what's the difference between not ready and not paid, Sue?
Well, not ready is that they're not, I've had this happen three times just today, that the cars they gave to us were not going to be ready for 2 weeks from now. So what the hell are you doing? What, I mean, that's their job, right? We shouldn't be calling the customer going, and then they're like, oh, these aren't ready. Why did they list them? I mean, that to me is crazy.
Right, let's dive into that.
They're the brokers.
Yeah, I like it. Thank you. You answered it. That was easy. How did those vehicles get listed when they're not ready for 2 weeks? Are they? Yeah. Is it? Does it say not ready for 2 weeks? Or does it say ship ASAP?
It says ship ASAP, and then we call. We get them. We're dispatched. They're dispatched to us. We call the customer, and they're like, "Oh no, we told them they're not ready yet."
The shipper contends they told the broker.
Yeah.
But the broker just, you know, since the dispatch sheet was more just like an etch-a-sketch, like the drawing of a car and money and champagne, that was it. They never wrote down the vehicle's not ready for 2 weeks.
Yep. And there it goes. And then we start all over from scratch. So.
Wow. This is the best part. Now you have a relationship with that shipper, and they're like, so you'll be here in 2 weeks? Did that happen?
Oh, yeah. They ask stupid stuff like that.
And then they're like, okay. Then so they want to keep you on the phone. Say, I got some questions. I got some questions. So can I go fishing on Thursday if that's the pickup date? Like, can I, what time do I need to stop fishing to make sure y'all are here to pick up the car? I mean, because I want to go fishing that morning. We got a hair appointment in the afternoon. I need you.
Yep.
Can you make that 20-minute window in 2 weeks? Why can't you? Then why can't you?
Man, I just don't get it.
I don't get it.
And
either.
It's been like this all week long. I don't know if there's something in the water or what.
Okay, so that's not ready. What about not paid for? What did that look like?
There's been several of those listing, and they're like, they're at Copart and they're not paid for. They're going to pay for it at the end of the day, which,
oh God,
that's fine. Cause I usually am booking that stuff for the next day, but when the next morning we roll in and it's still not paid for.
Yeah, no, I don't like a problem. That. I do understand it. And if you tell me it's not paid for, but I'm paying for it this afternoon, I want your cell phone number and what else? I want your email address and. Can I get a copy of your GPS location? How about that? Mm-hmm. Send me your GPS location and we'll go from there. Because I had a guy tell me one time, I'm driving to Western Union right now. I'm thinking, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Well, I have had the last couple times when they didn't have them paid for, they're like, if you'll just please have your driver wait, I'll give him an extra $25. The funny part is my driver wasn't there. I'm like, sure, give me the extra $25.
Hey, did you see that?
You know, when you tell me it's going to be paid that night, we roll in the next morning. We're making sure everything's ready for our driver. So when they do get there, we expect them to be ready. Not going, I've got to go drive
and
to go pay for this.
And do you already have an appointment set? Right?
Maybe. Yeah, usually.
Right? So you've got your appointment.
I usually do.
Like, you need specific triangulation. It can't be one of those, I was going to pay in the afternoon, but then I went fishing and then I did this and that, and now it's the afternoon. Can you work with that, buddy? Do me a favor?
Yeah.
You know? Do you see that in the live chat, Silverman says, I called on an illegal Central Craigslist dispatch. Good job, Ida. I like that. Listed by a transporter, of course. And before I could finish saying I could pick up on Thursday, I was told to go F myself. How do you like them apples?
Why? why?
Right? That's what I'm wondering. Why, Silverman? Why? Because it wasn't like now?
Did you call him an Eagle Central? Is that why? Did you say, hey, buddy, I know you're illegally dispatching
exactly.
this car.
hey, I watch Dispatching Live, and I'm on to this. Oh, that is interesting. Well, Silverman, because you're not us, you can, and I invite you in the live chat. You can do this. You can put whatever you want in the live chat as long as it pertains to auto transport. Because Sue didn't say it. I didn't say it. Fire away. Nope. Yeah, man. And this is what the industry's been calling for, this type of forum for years. Like, how are we going to level the playing field for the carrier? Well, it starts with a live chat. Fire away. And what was the third thing? Not paid, not ready, or not ready, not paid. And what was the third problem you were running into?
Or somebody else has picked it up.
Oh, somebody else already picked it up. Why is that still happening?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
We had two or three. I don't know. I think they're double brokering stuff still. Yeah, and we're just not. The problem is we're not seeing it on there. And it's not before they get there. We always verify before, you know, as soon as we get the load, we're verifying.
It's after you verify.
So we're finding it out immediately. Right. We're finding it out immediately so we can switch it out. My driver's not sitting there going, oh, my God.
Oh,
you know what
okay.
I mean?
The driver but didn't get there. You found it out. You found that out in verification.
Yeah.
Ah, thus
that it had already been picked up.
Thus the critical importance of verify.
Yeah. Yep.
You can't make enough phone calls in dispatch.
No, you really can't.
No, you never can.
We're on. My phone goes dead half the way through of the day. So usually I'm recharging my phone.
I actually
probably about one.
I stay plugged in as often as possible. Because, yeah, I'm running that battery out.
Yeah.
Oh, Silverman's in there with the company name. It's there on the screen. I'm not going to read it.
No.
But it can be read by one. Amelie Truckee, Silverman, it must be the vaccine that's making everyone act crazy. That, you know what that calls for? Amelie? thank you for putting it in that.
Oh, what? Hey, they're the ones that told me to F off too.
Get that out of here. What? Wow. That's hilarious. So who do they work with?
We ask for more money.
What? Oh, yes, for more money. Oh, yeah. Right. Because as a carrier, that's hilarious. God, that's funny.
That's funny.
Anybody else having, that's really funny. So what's the business strategy? What's their running lane? We could talk about generalities. Where are these loads posted where one is finding one situation?
I think mine was either in Philly going to Ohio or New Jersey going to Ohio was mine. Can I go show what they have listed, or is that too much?
Oh, hey, Ty. Ty just started working for them and wanted to clarify the response. And, hey, Unique, absolutely. You know, and I appreciate the question, Unique. That's so cool. Yes. This is a big marketplace. Whether you're a driver, carrier, dispatcher, broker, dealer, auction, tech company, you are more than welcome to use the live chat. And what's cool is, and I say this, advertise for free in the live chat. I've said it before and I'll say it again, and I appreciate the question, is that it's actually visible on the replay of the video. So yeah, join us anytime. Oh man, Vlad's jumping in. Vlad works for the company. We got two company reps in the same live chat. What company?
Oh,
I don't know. Can't remember. All right, that's good. Well, if we see their... I'll tell you, let's do this, Sue. If we see their loads, I'll ring the bell.
Okay.
I'll give it two rings if we see their loads. We'll have a code. Because, you know... Everything's in code Virginia now.
Going to Columbus.
Okay. And if you're just joining us, thank you so much. We've been live for about 20 minutes. We got another hour to go. Thank you. So please do me a favor. Leave a like. Thank you so much. And after you do that, go ahead and click that share button. Click the copy button and then grab that YouTube link. Text it, email it, share it on social media, send it to a friend. Send it to the bigwigs in the corner offices that think that this logistics is just like child's play. Yeah, go ahead and send them the show and we will go ahead and explain how that just ain't so. Unique found the videos yesterday. Been watching. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you for watching Auto Transport Intel. Hey, what's up, BM? Hey, the F-load request was definitely priceless.
Right here.
Two Bears can't find them on Central.
Oh, yeah.
No, you found them?
They're right there. Yeah, they're right there.
Oh.
That's the same company. They told me to F off, too.
Oh, you mean the one at the top? Oh, no, the one at the bottom? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, there it is. Wait, no. That one? No.
Yes.
I can't see it. I can't see
it.
Okay. I don't know.
There you go.
I'm confused.
That's okay. If it's a she, that's who did it to me. I don't know about you, but she'd probably just tell us all to F off.
That's awesome. Alrighty, man. That is awesome. Well, let's talk about her for a second. So is she she's a carrier?
Yep.
Is she an owner? Is she a driver? Is she, what happened?
She just answers the phones. What happened?
Does she need a vacation?
I don't know. She did it to me. It's been probably 6-8 months ago that she did it to us. And if she just did it to him, then a vacation obviously isn't what she needs.
How many trucks?
I can probably tell you what she needs.
Oh, man. Wow. Now, does she...
did you step on a duck?
Yeah, exactly. I did. Does she have more than one truck? I'm trying to understand from a business perspective what the problem
is. That's really what I wanted. New car transporter, we have everything ready to go, ready to do business.
Okay, so over-promising. Huh?
Yeah.
By the way, new car?
A 48-foot wedge.
Okay, she's not moving new cars, is she?
No.
No.
No, she's no. It says a 1-ton pickup with a 48 wedge, open trailer, can haul 3 vehicles, Midwest, primarily Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana.
Maybe she needs some business classes. About like what, you know, come on. The thing is, we can't have the whole, and that's one of the problems too. This is why Ty says, Ty, you type it. I can't say it. Ty, will you type it? Ty, what do you say? Ty's going to type it. But what he said, he says this for a reason, because if you talk to a dealer about carriers, you know, they're like, yeah, they're a lot like her. They talk like her. They do business like her. And that's why we don't like talking to carriers. And so we're trying to help her stop being part of the problem. Make sense? That was way canceled. I just got canceled.
Of your own business. Yes.
Yeah, that's not what you say that I really dislike. There's something Ty says that I I don't dislike it. It's just that. And it's not the one about knowing not knowing either. All right. I'm beating around the bush.
Reed Silverman.
I've done everything but actually smack the bush over the face. They had two listings, Davison to Temperance, Michigan, and Davison to Toledo. So when I asked where is it actually going, she may have gotten angry with me. Ah, interesting. So where's Davison?
Well,
I don't know.
Either way, though, you have two listings, anybody would ask those questions.
Again, exactly. I have a feeling that somebody put her on the phones with not enough information, and she's there. It is Ty. There it is. That's what Ty says. And the you know why Ty says that? Because literally all the other verticals say that.
True.
Nobody wants to hear this, but everybody says it. Even dispatchers from time to time. And I know if you're on the podcast, you're missing out. But since I said that, do me a favor. If you're not signed up on the podcast, you should check it out. The podcast is doing great. I put the link in the live chat. And I uploaded a... You know what I did? The show a week ago is called The Steaming Hot VIP. And I just... Because I was out of town... I just posted the podcast this morning, and it's already got, it had 3 views by the time I hit it. It's had 3 views already, and I just posted it this morning. Isn't that cool? That's just the podcast.
That's cool.
I know. And actually, last week, Dispatching Live did almost as good as Tuesday night's show.
Awesome.
I know. Which means there is a thirst for the truth in auto transport, and it's hard to find.
That's so true. Yeah, I
do. Yeah. And Rob is in here too. Hello, everyone. Greetings from the Buckeye State. What's up, Rob? If anybody has a route scout, so we'll say this now. Gosh, we're already 30 minutes into the show. And we have no Larry today, so we got another hour of just straight-up craziness. If you have a route scout, go ahead and post it in the live chat from where to where and how many you're looking for. We will absolutely help you look at loads. Sue's got the load board pulled up right now. She's ready to put in your search. And also, what kind of question do you have? You can even ask a DOT or an equipment question, and we'll kind of, we'll wrangle around it. But if you have a, what kind of phone calls do I need to make? What kind of questions should I ask? What kind of payments are best? What's it take to get set up with a broker? If you have any of that kind of stuff, go ahead and you can ask that too. You can always email me too. And more people are emailing me. You can send in the news. autotransportintel@gmail.com. What is newsworthy? You tell me. Send in the news, autotransportintel@gmail.com. And I'll put this up here too. Because more and more we are getting, dude, Ty, we're averaging over a sign up a day ish. So great. I put the link in there, sign up with ATI, get on the email blast, talk to Ty. Find out what this is all about. Auto Transport Intel is the car shipping business channel. On Thursdays, we focus on load boards because on Fridays, we don't.
I want to show something. Okay, ooh. So I have a driver in Springfield, Illinois.
Yes.
And I have this asked me a lot about how you put the loads together to make the right amount of money. So I want to kind of go over that a little bit.
Oh, I love that.
So... these are the 3 vehicles that I've already got my driver doing these, but, what I'm running right now is all the, pickups and the deliveries, and I'll kind of show you what we're looking at. So he's in Springfield, Illinois. Obviously these are 70 miles north, but we're going to go to Minneapolis. So it doesn't really matter. We're going through there anyways. So, from there, let me show you what I got. I'm going to put them in order and then I'll swing the screen over to that one. So these are my 3 loads. This is my route. So I'm at 544 miles. Okay. So we're going to double that for my 3 cars. So he needs to make 1088. We're going to make way more than that. So 550, 450, and 500. So we're at $412 over $2 a mile. So we're almost at $3 a mile right there with that load. And that's how I figure what my driver's going to make by putting in all these zip codes
that
and stuff.
Is good
that gives you.
Stuff.
And when I'm training somebody for a new dispatcher, because we're trying to make $2 a mile, I always tell them that you got to look at stuff that's going to be in your 70s and 80s first, and then work your way down and try to get more money out of the other people. Like this guy was at 400. We got him up to 450. That's why it's on the board for 450, but he's already dispatched it to me. I just haven't refreshed my screen. And the other two were already paying outrageous. As you guys can see, they're $1.23, $1.27 a mile. So that's going to be a good run. I don't recommend usually going to Minnesota, but I already booked him out of Minnesota before I took these loads, just so you know I do that too.
Wow.
Because if you go into some place that you are worried about getting out of, which Minneapolis is one of those places, we checked to make sure what I could get first, and I took a two-pack and a single unit already out of there and then started booking out to it.
That's unbelievable. I mean, leave this up on the screen for a second, will you? And I just want to say, okay, so we're gonna give some feedback. I mean, here's what I love is that number one, your pickup couldn't be more dense, compact, right?
Right.
That is awesome. Are those two even at the same location? Is that a dealership?
Yeah, they actually are. They're at the same location.
That's unbelievable. Then on the delivery, once again, I mean, that is, even though you're on Northwest, Southeast, you're still, it's the same. It's Minneapolis.
Yeah.
So I really like that too.
Yeah.
So compact pickup, compact delivery. I also like the dispersion of the load. I mean, the GX460, that's an SUV, right?
Yes, it is.
But it's like mid-sized, right?
Yeah.
So like you're good. You've got mid-sized SUV, heavy SUV, truck. You're still good.
Yeah. And this is going on my flatbed, so he can take three trucks even. But even my three-car wedge that's 50 foot would have been able to fit this too. And he would have taken it.
Nothing is like crazy. There's no like 1960 Thunderbird. There's no like in-op Camry, you know, so nothing's crazy. I also like that two of them are company checks, because I know that when we talk to the driver, even if everything else is amazing, he's going to say like, well, how much, you know, is there any cash or is there any COD? This is just that's a great dispatchy. And like you said about refreshing the screen, once you have a screen like this, I will literally leave this screen on my desktop all day if I need to. Because I want to make sure that no information, because something can change, something could be wrong. And anyways, I love this.
Well, and you're right. Like, I'll leave this on here until all the loads come in to make sure that they came over for the right amount, and to make sure everything's kosher on it.
Which is because I think that's a big mistake, to like clean up your desk before you've got things verified and dispatched. Mm-hmm. Do not be in a hurry to clean up a dispatch workstation.
Well, and especially like if you look right here, it says to call Jenny, that you wouldn't see this unless you kept this up.
Exactly.
And say it didn't come over and you didn't write it down, then you don't have her number to call her.
Oh.
So what I would do is save that, like keep that page to the side, bring up another page, that's fine, but just keep that to your, because I have two screens. I'd put it over on my other screen, let it sit there until everything came in and I had all the information.
Exactly.
And then I'd go on from there.
Nice, nice. Yeah. And what were it to
so
be
Unique
specific?
Has an interesting question.
Go ahead, please. Yeah, please answer it. So I'm going
to
read it.
So,
when you go on vacation, how do you arrange that with your driver?
So I always work through all my vacations. I don't get a vacation.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, unless your driver's planning on going vacation with you, you've got to still book them because they need the money. I mean, it helps. I have an office, so I have people that help me. So they try to give me a couple days off here and there in between, but I'm still on call for all the drivers. And I'll be honest, I don't usually tell my drivers I'm on vacation because they freak out if they know I'm on vacation.
It's so true. I've done that.
I mean, they're like, oh my God, what are you doing? Yeah. They want me to have a vacation, but they want to talk to me every 5 seconds. So if I don't tell them I'm on vacation, they usually leave me alone and I can usually handle everything still by text or by the girls talking to them and stuff like that. This job is difficult. I mean, it really is. You're on call a lot and you don't get a lot of personal time when it comes to that kind of stuff. That's part of owning your own business, though. I mean, that's the truth. I mean, if you had a restaurant, you're not closing.
And, well, that's right. But I mean, it's true. You are a business. When you're a dispatcher, you're usually a business owner, even if it feels, you know, not about how it feels. The fact is, you are a business owner. Two stories. One, I had a really, I've talked about him before, my super crazy driver that I used to work for. And I did tell him I was just going to go to a concert. I'd be out of town overnight. Yes, I think he used it against me. Didn't like that. I was trying to sit in a restaurant eating Indian food, and I kept having to get up. Now, I'm with, you know, my significant other. I kept having to get up and, like, try and step outside and, like, manage stupid phone calls about dispatching. Come on, man. But I get it.
And you're right. I think some people do that.
No, he didn't like it. He didn't appreciate it. Certainly, and then. My other story is that same stupid crazy driver. I was trying to enjoy Thanksgiving. It was the day before Thanksgiving or the day after. It wasn't Thanksgiving Day, which I guess is why I used it against me. I think it was the weekend after Thanksgiving, and he kept me on the phone. I was standing outside the kitchen where everybody's inside seeing each other. I'm standing outside trying to call somewhere to find the forklift driver that had promised to be there on the weekend after Thanksgiving. Really?
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
A few times. Good times. Too.
Yeah. Yep. There's no need. Just. Anyways. Hey. Oh, this is cool. Silverman not only mentioned that it's the Copart Davis in Michigan, but Silverman says, hey, you know what? Can you help me find one from Davis in Michigan to Toledo for today? Let's take a look.
I bet there's not a whole lot on here.
No, but I think there's going to be something on here. Well played, Silverman.
All right,
that is so funny. Can we call her? Oh, I'm not calling her. I got a phone.
Good.
But I ain't calling her. No. You do it.
ACV just listed one from Garden City, Michigan, which is 50 miles south, going into Blissfield, which is 20 miles northwest of Toledo, for $184. What else we got here? Brett has one. Give Me the VIN has one.
I mean, the weather's still nice, too.
And the H3 is small. Yeah. And the H3 is a small Hummer. It's not the big one, so you don't have to worry about that. Let's see. What else we got? So far, that's the best paying one on here.
Oh, no. Unique, you are good to go. You're asking great questions, making great comments. We're going to get to that next, talking about commission of a dispatcher. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay. $125.85. Oh, hey, there it is.
Oh, we got it. We got one.
Did you give her your company name? Do you want me to get it for you?
Yeah. What other information do you need, Silvermint?
Assertus has this one, but I think this one's probably not on your route.
I'd say we're being extremely fair. I mean, there are plenty, if not all other YouTube channels that would be more than happy to go in depth about that company, its name, etc. We're not going to do that here.
Yeah. Well, so far.
Oh, yeah, Carlos. Actually, Carlos has it. I did have a driver take a week off when I was going to take my...
Thanks, Carlos.
Yeah, that actually did happen. That's how you know, yeah. I mean, that, you know, you don't have to do that necessarily, but that is a really cool thing to do, and it worked out great.
Rat has one here in Mount Morris going to Mommy for $155. I mean, so far, the best-looking load... RPM has a 1500, but that's in St. Clair. It's 51 miles further east. The ACV, you probably get them up to 200, other than the Witchy Witches load on there. That's the best fan load on there.
Oh, Witchy Witches.
hey, it's almost Halloween. Anyways.
Yeah. With Sue was just talking about Halloween.
So other than that, I'd probably take that H3. That's probably the best thing on here other than hers, but there's not a lot. I mean, it's not very far, so that's part of the reason why there's not a lot on here that you're going to go way out of the way for.
In fact, hey, you know what? So you just reminded me, we get to play for Halloween again. We will do the, just have to remind me, let's see, that would be, what would be our Halloween show? Probably Thursday, October 28th, okay? Thursday, October 28th, we'll do a Halloween show, and we can play once again. Do you remember we played, is it a broker, is it a dispatcher, or is it a carrier, or is it a shipper? And we named different Halloween. We showed Halloween costumes, and then you had to tell.
Yeah.
If...
yes, we should do that
awesome.
Again.
Yeah, that was awesome. So join us. On October 28th for the Halloween Guess That. I don't know. Guess
okay,
that Halloween.
Rob
costume.
Wants us to look for a load too before we answer Unique again. He wants an in-op from Chicago going south around Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, Michigan area.
Why? Now, why, Rob?
Ooh. Do you want
why?
An in-op?
I need
you
an in-op. Yeah. Where did he get this? I need an in-op.
I think Rob needs it to be forked on because I think he's not a car hauler.
He needs it
I think
forked on.
Okay. I think that's what's going on.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And he wants it forked on so he doesn't have to drive it on with ramps. Not sure, but I'm guessing that's right.
Yeah.
Rob was taking all the trailers last week, remember?
Oh,
to,
yeah.
The fires.
Right.
Yeah, let me spell this right. Chicago. All right.
I'll tell you, the size of the screen seems to be a little bigger, but I like it. Did you change the size?
I had to.
It looks good.
My allergies are so bad,
I
can hardly see.
Oh, well, it's good for the
and
show.
I've been blind for like 3 days.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. We got a blind dispatcher.
Do I make more money if I'm blind? That's the question. Let's see. So we only want in-ops. So I don't know if everybody knows this, but you can put on here in-ops. So you can put non-running on here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Let's do that. What else should we do? Let's just do that for right now. And if I got to make it better, then we'll do that. Okay. Well, there's only 13. So, does it have to be a certain size, Rob? It doesn't say. We've got an F-250 out of Chicago Heights, which is Copart, I believe, going down to Bloomington, Indiana for $475. That's $2.57 a mile. The only thing I have a problem with, I think, is Chicago Heights may not fork on something that big. They have rules about that. And they also do not side load at Chicago Heights, if I remember correctly.
Wow.
So it has to go on the very back end. And Bloomington, Indiana is about, what, 50, 60 miles below Indianapolis area, I believe. So I don't know if that's, I mean, I don't know if that works for your route. Let's put it that way. And here's another one. Wheeling going to Cicero for $175. That's a BMW. And Wheeling should be IA, I believe. I'm not sure. It's one of the two. Elgin, here's another F-250. It's going over to Grand Rapids. It's a Copart car. Elgin, I believe, has the same rule. They do not side load. They will put it on the very back end for you, though.
Yes, I'm here.
That's not a bad load if you're going towards Michigan. And this isn't saying this. I hate it when they do this. I would rather you tell me that this Copart or I-8, it's going to be forked on, forked off. Otherwise, you got to call and ask if you need a winch. And sometimes they don't know what a winch means. So, anyways, I just had some problems the last few days.
And I'll tell you what. Here's what I don't like about it. There's this strict demand before we know anything else. Text
right
only.
Yeah.
Text only. Company name, email, pickup and delivery, and I will assign it. Nothing else.
Okay. My guess is this too. I'm gonna click on him.
Really?
I think it's a transport.
Oh man.
It's a carrier, right there.
Wow.
Wham bam.
Man, yep. Does she know her stuff or what, ladies and gentlemen? that calls for wait for Oops. It.
Do I get a green card or something or a horn?
Better. You get. We didn't have Larry today, so I wasn't ready, but you get a full applause. Well done. And thank you, Ty. Rob says, I have my single car with a winch flatbed with me today, taking a dealer car to Chicago, and I need the backhaul. Ah, okay, cool. Thank you.
Well, you could definitely take one of those, that Bloomington one, because if you only have a one car, it would probably work. The only thing I would do is, like, here's the good part is if you can call, you verify it, make sure they're going to load it for you. Because like I said, sometimes once you get past an F-150, they stop loading stuff at certain Coparts and IAs. You put 10,000 pounds on your deck? Well, that's still be under that. That's the best paying one up there, unless you're going a certain place. That or Wheeling.
And if you're just tuning in, or, you know, you fell asleep and you woke up and you heard this, we do appreciate you, any of your time that we can get. It's a 90-minute show. If you need to, you know, listen to it or watch it in chunks or, you know, or if it causes chunks, I understand that. We appreciate whatever we can get. Please do remember that you can leave a like. Thank you so much. And you can share it with a friend if you know a dispatcher or a carrier or a broker or even a shipper ready for a different perspective. Thanks for watching Dispatching Live on Auto Transport Intel.
Okay. Rob, I would grab one of those. That's about all that's on there. It's 13. Just depending which way you want to go. Now, let's talk. Unique's asking how much commission should a dispatcher with experience make? I'm assuming that he's asking what's the percentage he should charge, or she. I'm not sure if this is a guy or girl, so sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. What should they charge?
Well, let's see. There are lots of people out there charging different prices right now. You have people as low as 5%, and you have people as low as 10 and 12, from what I've understood. The 5%ers are people, I'll be honest with you, the 5% are people usually don't know what they're doing. I've checked their websites out. They promise huge things, like you're going to make X amount of money a week, $7,000, $10,000, stuff like that. I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm not saying that's not possible, but in general, don't make promises to people because they're going to call you out on it. And you may get fired if you're promising them so much money a week here. So I would go the happy medium in between. Now, if you've been doing this for a while, I charge 9%, but that includes everything. I do all their accounting. Pretty much, you know, we find the loads, we verify the loads, we put them in pickup and delivery order, and then we do all the accounting afterwards and, you know, make sure their payments are coming in and that kind of thing. Okay. There are other people out there, yes, that are paying, charging 10 to 12%. I don't know if that makes them better, to be honest with you. There's not a lot of people that I know of that are in the industry that have been doing this as long as you and I have been doing it. If you've been doing this for, I think you said 12 years, you're not going to find a lot of people out there that have been doing this long. One, because by now they probably would have pulled all their hair out and had enough and moved to a different job. So that's one of the things. But
that's
just
me.
Because someone
that's me. I got
charges.
Out. I had to get out.
yes, he got out. He still has his hair. That's why.
but I did lose.
So keep in mind, whether a dispatcher charges 5%, 10%, 12%, it still doesn't make a difference because not all dispatchers are created equally. It's just like anything you do. Some excel at this and some are just getting into this. They found out about this and they've decided this is what they want to do and they've had no training. And they still can't do it and they're going to charge 12% and they still don't know what they're doing.
And
let's put it that way.
When you get into this conversation, freight has nothing to do with auto transport. Freight people charge. That doesn't mean I don't care about freight. Of course I do.
No, it's different.
But freight, whatever people charge in freight has nothing to do with what they charge in auto transport. Rob said 9. That's where I agree with that too. 8 to 9. 8.5.
Yeah.
And actually, when I think right before I stopped, I think I was at 8 and I think I went up to 9 that last year.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever got to 10.
See, I was at 10 probably about 10 years ago. And then the industry fell out. I mean, it was just bad. And that's when the gas prices went up to astronomical. Ooh. And I just couldn't do it to my drivers any more than they would want to do it to me. That you got to kind of work with the system here. If you want to keep your drivers, you got to lower your rates to make everybody happy and make sure everybody's still making money, if that makes sense.
Check this out. This is really, actually, this is unique. I love that we're having this conversation. And I love your interaction here, the engagement. Because Unique says they load 4 7 car haulers by themselves, getting very underpaid. Mm-hmm. 4 7 car haulers? That actually sounds hard. Am I wrong?
You're getting paid 8?
I don't know if we know what.
It says Unique, he put 8. So I'm
I know they wrote.
He's searching 8.
Yeah, but are they wanting 8? I don't know. I'm not sure. Huh. I don't know.
Well, the difference between a 7 car and a 3 car, I'll be honest with you, is 7 cars can be easier to load than a 3 car, only because you're doing packs, or that's what you're attempting to do, is packs for 7 cars. Because if you're loading 7 pickups and 7 drops, oh my God, first off, not only are you going to go crazy, but the driver might, like, you might find them on your doorstep one night. But
I think there's a lot less packs right now, again. Right? Aren't there packs right? Yeah, this sounds hard.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say that. We're kind of averaging it because I've taken packs for, you know, my 4 car that makes so much money. I've taken several 3 packs for him this week already, and 2 of them were $3,600 a piece to go 900 miles. So they are on there. You just got to watch for them. And the problem with a 7 car hauler, though, is this. I know he has to fit certain things on there to make it all fit to get a full 7, or you're going to take 5 or 6. There's your trick of it all. And you're only charging 2.3. Is that what he's saying?
Wow. I don't know. I think so. And if that's
case, that's all you're charging? Oh, yeah.
But that's okay. Well, that's the thing is probably it's what's interesting. That's this is why you'll Holy meet crap. People that don't want you to get new information. Right?
Yes, that we're giving you.
Because one day Unique, somewhere along the way, was like, God, I feel like I'm working so hard to get so little. I wonder if there's any information out there. Clickety, clickety, click.
Yes.
Auto transport intel. What the heck? You know, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's funny.
You are getting way, way underpaid. I would negotiate. This is why I've had bigger car haulers come to me and say, I want to pay you less because it's less work. It is not less work. And you have to find packs of them. It doesn't make it less work, though. I personally prefer 3 and 4 car haulers. I know we're doing more work because we're, you know, constantly, but it's easier to find than finding packs of three and four or whatever that fit on a seven car hauler. I mean, I don't know how you go back to a company. I don't know how long you've been working for these companies, okay?
Unique. That's, you know what I get a kick out of? Thank you, Unique. I get a kick out of how well I think I know too much about how the world operates. And that's why I know, like, when I pick on things like capitalism, I know I'm getting into really dangerous territory. But there's just so much truth out there, gosh. And it's all... The way narratives have been built, and when cubicle walls go up, we're really trying to keep other people from information. And
Well, and I'll be honest. Either this is what I would do. I don't know how long you've been with these people, but you could go to them and say, you know, the industry standard is 9% or 8%, whatever you're thinking.
I am burning inside right now. Yeah, oh, I'm golly, that's
sure you are. I would be too. Yeah, I don't even know how you can make it like that.
Well, and so here's please, Sue, and then I'm gonna go. Yeah.
Okay.
Sue.
Anyways, I would go to them and say, look, I can't do this for that, and replace them. I mean, honestly, if they can't understand that you need to make more money than that, then it's time to replace them. Maybe not replace them all at once. Do one at a time till you get another driver going. Because I don't know what they're making per week. A seven car can make, you know, $5,000, or they could make $8,000 a week. I don't know what you're making off of them, but let me put it in perspective. My three cars make, you know, 5 to 6 a week, and I'm charging 9%.
So
put that into perspective, what you're doing, and then go for it from there.
Yeah, Unique needs all the advice you can get. All right, so I want to go. I'm going to do this one. This is where having mentor, really, I think I think Dispatching Live provides mentorship and currently is right now providing mentorship. And that's a wonderful thing.
Sure.
I am worried to be left without a job. Exactly, Unique. Okay, so I want to tell you a story. Long before I found out about auto transport, I worked in an industry. And I had been introduced to that industry as a favor because I needed something more stable. And I've actually worked in several different industries in my life, and I think that's common. Anyway, so in this industry that I was introduced to, I was doing really good work, and I was certainly underpaid, and I was also asked to do way more than, I mean, like I'd be told to do something for like $10 or $20, and I'm like, you know, God, that is so little money. Like, I don't even know if that covers my gas.
Right.
And it was causing time problems and money problems and all this stuff. And I was really working hard. And I was doing a great job. And I said, you know, I was also pseudo friends with the folks that had hired me and introduced me to the industry. And I said, you know, I think I need more money. I just really need more money to do this. And like, well, this is what we pay. So anyways, have a nice day. And I was like, you know, that can't be right. And so I started doing what Unique is doing. I went out and asked other people in the industry, gosh, do you own your own business? What do you charge? Do you own your own business? Right. And I found out the rates that people were charging. And I was like, man, I'm getting completely ripped off. As a worker, I'm seeing actually 10%, if that, of what the clients were paying. It was ridiculous. And that was a real eye-opener. And so I'm like, okay, so I know I'm not wrong and I can't get more money. They've left me with no choice. And so I began to privately build my own business in this industry. And when I was ready to pull the trigger, I had a conversation. And I mean, I got basically chased out of the building. FUs and all this stuff and backstabber. And I was like, you know, I tried to talk to you. I told you I can't make this little bit of money. I'm working really hard. I'm doing a great job. And I know what clients are paying. You didn't do the right thing. And I'm sorry, we can never speak again. But that's just the way it was. And I went on to grow my own business. I was doing great. For a while, I did great.
Yeah.
So that's the story there, and that's what can happen. And you just have to start putting your ducks in a row. Do not pull that trigger too soon.
Well, and Unique, what I would do is find your other, like I said, do it one at a time, as long as it's not for the same company. You know what I mean? If they're all the same company, I don't know what to tell you, but there are lots of drivers out there that appreciate a good dispatcher. Trust me. I get calls all the time, and you send me your information, we can talk, and I can send you anybody I have overflow for, if you want.
Well, so this is it. So Unique, this is it possible to talk to you guys personally about this?
Yes.
Yeah, so Unique, contact Sue. In fact, everybody needs to contact Sue at murphyautotransportservices.com. I'm going to put the link, but what's even better than the link to the email, to the website, is sending an email. Is that right, Sue?
Yeah, send me an email, or you can text me. My cell phone number, just text me, because it's really, really hard. Oh, you know me? Okay, cool. 417-255-6230 is my text. Oh, I thought you called for me for some reason. I thought that was the case, because I recognize the name. And so, okay, so it says you dispatch for all the same company. So, yeah, that's going to be a tough one. You almost have to cut ties all at once and you start over, so I understand.
That's what I had to do. I had to cut ties. I literally, it was hard. There was a over the cliff moment. Yes.
Yeah.
Because then they're going to, man, if they can even imply that you're poaching clients, they will come after you and make you miserable. Yes.
Well, I have a suggestion. I know it's all one thing, but here's a thought. If you're only getting paid 2.3%, I'm just going to say they average $7,000 a week. That's only $161 per driver, right? I'm just guessing here, okay? So that's only like less than $500 a week, right? So think of it this way. You take one driver on and you charge them 9%. That's as much as what you're getting for all four drivers right now. So look at it that way. You find one good driver, kill the other four, and move on.
That's it.
Then you just keep adding them.
That's how I looked at it. Yeah. I could literally work one day and make the same that I was making for 3 days.
Yes.
That's a no-brainer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll call Matt. Yep. So, yeah, that's what I would do. And like I said, I can help you with the driver part. Like I said, I get calls all the time. This will help you, though. Getting on the show and going on Tuesday Night Lives, telling people that you're a dispatcher and you've got an open spot will always help.
Never miss a live show. Do you know the program? Yes, that's a great call. I mean, because we don't know. We don't know what can happen, and we don't make any promises. But but I think the quote of the day is, I'm burning inside.
Yes, that was good. I agree. I don't blame you though, man.
I don't
either. That's totally horrible.
And I'm so sorry that's happening.
I mean,
happening
and here I have a question.
It blows.
Whether you can answer or not, did they set that rate for you, or did you set that rate for you?
They, I'll throw the whole stack on it. They set that.
But
they're making
they set the rate.
20
yeah.
to 30%, yeah. and they're paying 2.3. Tell me I'm wrong.
That's what
Change
my,
guess my mind.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. They brought you into the office and said, "We're going to do this for you," and because you didn't have any other things to compare it to, you probably thought it was a good deal, unfortunately.
Come on. We'll help
you. I hope
you
haven't been doing that for 12 years for
here,
them.
Here, go ahead and sit in this chair right here. We're just going to buckle you right in and then super glue the edges. All right. We'll be back. Yeah. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Oh, shoot.
I thought we were just going to talk about commission. Right? we just went into like, that was like a Tony Robbins intervention. It was awesome.
But that's what we're here to do, is to help.
Yeah.
So
we're here to help.
Oh.
Feels good.
Oh, you're getting a flat rate? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That might be
no.
even worse than we're thinking.
No, that's what I... Yeah, it's 2.3 of either nothing or everything, or yeah, no, it is. It's bad. That's actually what, but that's what, and that's what I was getting. I was getting, just crapola of whatever I worked. So if I worked nothing, yeah, I got crapola zero. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No base.
Yeah.
That's, no base.
That's the life of a dispatcher right there. Yeah. If you're not working, you're not getting paid.
Thanks, Hellcat.
So I bet, Unique, you probably don't, when you're asking about vacations, you probably haven't had a vacation either. And they didn't pay you for any time off either, I would guess.
No. That sucks. Yeah, no, nothing. Yeah, no paid time. No. Yeah. And no bonuses. I mean, nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
No, I've been there. It blows. It's crazy. Yeah. And yeah. Here's what we learned. Is not only then when we learn there's more money out there, but we learn that if we can utilize the strategies of building a business, that is being our own salesperson and developing our own marketing and lanes and other aspects, oh, it's a game changer. Total game changer. It's just that it's a lot of work. But you can do it. And if you've taken the initiative to join this live chat, that's step one. Getting off the couch. I once wrote a blog post, getting off the couch. Step one is getting off the couch. It's not easily. Oh, I'm sure they love you. Oh, yeah, I guarantee it. And I would love to believe that you could negotiate with them for a better rate. The problem is there's no upside.
Will it ever be enough?
There's no upside. Why? They're going to say, well, what's going to be enough? And then you're going to get all this. You'll know this. If you get an audition in some, you know, dramatic movie after you ask for more money, you know the answer. If you get a whole bunch of fluffity fluff, you know the answer.
Well, and here's the other thing. You're working for them. You're not working for yourself and then for them, if that makes sense. If you're going to be working and doing this, you need to look at it as this is your business. You need to make X amount of money instead of them paying you almost what I would consider like a salary is what it sounds like you're getting in some respects. And you make your own hours. You make your own decisions if it's your own company. So dump them, start your own. Start with one driver. You've obviously got the experience. Get more drivers. It's not that hard. I've been doing this for 16 years. I've had drivers go in and out all through these years, and you just pick up another one and you keep on moving. Not everybody gets along with everybody. Not everybody can keep moving the way you need them to move. So you just have to, you know, work through it. And you have to look at it as it's your own business now, instead of working for somebody else and them telling you what to do. You're going to tell yourself what to do. You have to be a self-motivator, obviously. But if you're doing this, you're already that. I mean, because this takes a lot of self-motivation to do something like that, especially if that's what they're paying you.
And well, what could make it even more complicated if there is a situation where Unique is somehow has debt with them or lives with somebody, or because this stuff gets complicated fast. Yeah. Or related.
If you're related to somebody. That makes it difficult.
Yeah, it could be really hard. There could be, I'm going to guess, there are no less than 10 reasons why this will be hard.
It is not hard to find drivers, I'll be honest with you. More and more drivers are finding out about dispatchers. Back in the day, nobody even knew what a dispatcher was, how we could help them, what we did for them. In fact, I sent Jay a t-shirt that I got to make. One of my drivers sent it to me. What did I tell you?
Oh, it said, God.
I love being able to drive worth every penny, is what he sent to me. And I said, I'm going to make a t-shirt that says that. One of the biggest things you have to, I know it's like selling yourself to a driver, but if you know what you're doing and they talk to you and they hear it in your voice, it's a done deal. As long as if you have the confidence in what you're doing, you'll get drivers. That's not a big deal. And like I said, there's more and more drivers out there looking for dispatchers because they're finding out that a dispatcher does so much of the work for the driver so that they can keep driving. You usually generally will make 20 to 25% more for that driver that was doing it for himself that you're doing now. So you're covering your fee plus some, just because now they're not sitting there trying to find the loads, verify the loads, or showing up to get the loads, and loads were never there. You're doing all that for them. So it increases what they're making per week too, because you're also able to sit there and watch that load board, see the good loads come up, grab them. Whereas they might get a ding on their phone. They may be paying for that thing through central dispatch, but they, how many other people are getting that ding? They've already gotten that load by the time the driver pulls over, stops, and calls to get that load. So sell yourself. If you know what you're doing, it's not going to be difficult for you to get a driver.
And I'll tell you, here's what you can do. You don't have to do this with your first ad, and you don't have to do this at any time. But what you could do is, as things start to get better, throw us a plug. Thank you, Dispatching Live, Jay and Sue, and the whole gang in the live chat for all the support. That would be amazing. Yeah. That would be amazing. We sure would appreciate it. You know what? You know what time it is? Now, we didn't have Larry because we had no Larry Tuesday night, so there was no Larry answers today. We'll be back on the normal schedule next week, but it is time.
Have a problem?
Since we're talking about dispatching problems, I'm really curious if Zoltan will throw up the right problem. I think I've done that one. Let's see here.
Ones you've seen before?
Well, this one I can't remember. You tell me. No, I'm not calling some broker that told you he had cars to move. I already know that when they are making calls to move cars, their rates suck. Don't waste my time.
I don't know if I've heard that one before.
All right, so I'm going to read it again. Okay, so this is a dispatcher problem. This is the dispatcher thought bubble. No, I'm not calling some broker that told you he had cars to move. I already know that when they are making calls to move cars, their rates suck. Don't waste my time.
Generally speaking, that's true.
Can you explain what this means? I can't quite grasp.
I'll explain what it means. So generally speaking, the drivers will get phone calls on loads that maybe we had done in the past, or it's just a random broker trying to see where he's at and if he's got a spot. And my drivers will say, call my dispatcher, or they'll say, hey, can you call this company? They just called me. And it's usually somebody like Ready Auto or Cars Arrive or something like that. And usually I've already seen what's up there, so I know if it's good or bad or ugly. And most of the time, if they're calling you, the rates are not right. And that's true. This usually sucks. So why bother calling them? Plus, you're probably not even in the area where they're calling you for. I mean, it never fails. I've seriously had a load, and we just took the load for them. Say it's up in Michigan. And they called and told me that they had a load in Springfield, Missouri, and that was close to Michigan. I'm like, no. Saying totally different state, you know, when we're not touching that.
You know, it's so funny, because here's the thing is, how many people roll their eyes when you, because the phone rings and I see a broker call and I'm like, oh, like, what are the chances?
Yeah.
What are the freaking chances? This is where Saved Search actually does work, right?
Yeah.
But how do they contact, let's say they found you on a Saved Search on Central. Do they call you?
Mm-hmm.
Do they call you?
Yeah.
Okay.
They used to call me. I mean, I get calls anyways, whether I'm Safe Search or not. We get calls all day, every day from Ready Auto, from Cars Arrive, from RPM, from wholesale. And the reason why they're calling, here's your first clue. If they're calling you, it's because the rate is too cheap. Because you've already skipped over it and said you're not doing it. So when they're calling you, it's because they can't get somebody to take it. Because it's too low.
Okay, that's what's so funny, Sue, is that it's not that I haven't seen that load. It's that I didn't think it was good, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
How often do you go, oh my God, I'm so glad you called. I didn't know anything about this monster gold bar deal.
Well, and you know, and then my funny part is I'll say, so, and I know what they're paying because I know what load they're usually talking about because I've seen it or something. And I'll ask them what they're paying and they'll say, well, is that enough? And I'm like, no, I wouldn't touch it for this X amount of money. And they're like, well, when can you do it? I'm like, I'm nowhere there. Or my favorite one for Rad is, oh, you won't let my driver haul for you because you want to wait a year. So there's nothing I can do about it.
Let it rot. Let's see here. Okay, we got another 15 minutes. Oh, yeah. Here, I got one. Here's an email I got. Hey, Jay, as you know, I'm a new dispatcher in this business. This time I have a driver in Dallas. He agreed to go around 800 miles, maybe more, if it pays good. He has a three-car hauler, wedge, 53-foot, no winch, no CDL. Can you please help or show me some good examples of a load we can make? The driver's in Dallas. He'll go 800 miles or plus. Three-car hauler, 53-foot wedge, no winch, no CDL. Looking to put together a good route. Yeah, let's do that one.
Okay. All right. No CDL. All right.
I know, right?
You want to hit me with good ones, right?
It's work.
All right. So first off, Dallas, you got to watch like a hawk if you send somebody there because the loads are going to come up and go out as fast as they come up. If you're not paying attention, you're going to miss it. The worst part of this whole deal is you saying they don't have a CDL. So we have to watch.
No.
What we're doing here. I'm not going to put up everything because I don't do California anyways, and it's not going to pay. So usually when we're in Dallas, we do, I'll be honest, this is where we usually go. Dallas either takes us to Kansas City, St. Louis, a lot of Alabama, a lot of Nashville or Memphis, Little Rock. Where else? Sometimes Iowa, sometimes Nebraska. Let's just put it up.
And you know what? I love what you just said. You can tell a seasoned dispatcher, and if you're not doing this, then start to practice. If I throw a dart at the dartboard of the U.S. and it lands on a city, I want you to be able to rattle off some of the places we might consider to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she just did it. It's instinct. Love that.
So what I did is I put on here a minimum of 60 cents a mile because you got it. I started at 60. You really need to be more in the 75 cents range. But here's the problem. Because they don't have a CDL, you're probably not going to hit that because you're going to have to take small vehicles. And the cars that pay the most are going to be your bigger trucks and SUVs and stuff like that. And because we're going to have to watch your weight, we're going to have to take smaller vehicles that pay less money. So I put in a minimum of $300 with 60 cents a mile. Yesterday would have been the day to do this. This is when all the loads come up out of Dallas, just so everybody knows. They do happen during the week, too. And here's the other question. Are you signed up with all of the people, too? Because that makes a huge difference, too. You cannot haul for everybody that's going to list a vehicle on here. So let's look. So obviously, he has no CDL. I don't even know what his base curb weight is. So as everybody knows, if you have to be 26,000 and 1 pound, you have to know the weight of your truck in your trailer so I can figure out what the three vehicles can be on your trailer. I've had them be as low as 9,000 pounds, which as everybody knows, your average car weight is at least 4. So a lot of those drivers go with two vehicles, which means that sucks. All right. So as you notice out of Dallas, there's a lot of big stuff. Of course, we're in Texas. Hate to say it, but it's big, big truck city, okay? Let's see.
Did you say small truck? You need to get out of the state, mister.
And also, there's a lot of good loads going to Louisiana, but I'm going to tell you, still stay away. Give it another week. They're still all screwed up down there, man. Let's see.
Okay, see, I just got canceled.
This kind of stuff.
Did you see that?
Uh-uh.
I just got canceled. Well, I was talking about the size of your truck.
Oh. All right, hold on. I mean, you can do New Mexico. Most of my guys don't. I only have one that does it. They don't like to get the permit, stuff like that. So there's two. you could take these two, but they don't load. You're gonna have to have a winch. Hutchins does not load. You could only take these two, and that's probably pushing it. 5099, and that's not coming up. It's gonna be at least 5500. That's probably over your weight limit right there. Here is a minivan, the NV200. I think that's probably going to be in the 4,000 range, 4,500. So we're already pushing our luck on that one. What else we got? I do not do inside the state, folks. So we're just skipping through this stuff on some of this stuff. Like I said, there's going to be a lot of stuff going down here to Louisiana, but I'm not doing it yet. I don't want to get my driver pissed off at me, and keep that in mind. That's one of the things you want, your drivers happy.
Wholesale
has one going to Enterprise. If you could haul for Wholesale, this Corvette would be lightweight. Enterprise is going to be down by Mobile area, I believe. It only weighs 3366. I'm just guessing on what you can carry because I don't know what your actual weight is available. And then we go back into bigger vehicles because Daphne is down there, but that's an F-250. You could take this, but this is all you're going to take. You're going to take this and that other one that I just showed you, the Corvette. That's all you're going to be able to fit on your trailer. That's not enough money.
Why?
What sucks is when you don't, if you have a driver that doesn't have a CDL and you have very small weight limits, we'll say 9,000, 8,000. Most of the time, you're going to go with two vehicles. You're never going to be able to put on that third vehicle unless you're hauling Mini Coopers. It's just not going to happen.
And then where does that put you? When that happens, what happens next?
I mean, that's all you can do.
Right.
I mean,
but now,
if they go
into
something that's...
Now you're arguing.
Go ahead.
Right?
Yeah.
Now you're arguing.
Yeah, because they're probably going to say, why can't I have a third vehicle? And you're going to say, I can't. You're going to be overweight. You're going to get $1,000 fine or whatever. And then you're going to want to blame me for it, the dispatcher. And I did what you told me to do. And that's the problem with having no CDL. If you're not going to have a CDL, then just do a two-car. Just do a two-car flatbed and you can take most everything. And I've got a two-car flatbed. I've got two-car flatbeds that make almost as much as my three-car does, honestly, because they can take two big trucks or two vans and move on down the road. There's a lot of stuff going in California right now.
Or the driver, carrier, owner, operator says, listen, it's my rig, and I know what I'm doing, and what I'll do is I'll dump out all the gas when I get there. So I'll be right under. And so you go ahead and... You go ahead and book it, and they dispatch it. Right.
Yeah.
You book it, you dispatch it, and guess what happens? Now you're up to your ears in cancellation excuses. Good times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the other sucko part. I agree. That happens with us either way. But, I mean, I've got three drivers that do not have CDLs, but they do it at their own risk, and whatever happens, happens. That's kind of on them. Because, honestly, I do not take companies that don't have CDLs. It's just not worth my time and the frustration of trying to add up all the weights to make sure you're not over. And just so you know, you may think you're not over. You've done all your due diligence, and they'll still be over because they went and stopped and picked up 500 pounds worth of fuel that just put him overweight. And now he's overweight again. So, or he's got tools in his truck that you didn't know about that weighed 200 pounds. And he went over 200 pounds.
Been there. Yeah, hundreds of pounds of tools. Too. That were not on the dispatch.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no, even your truck driver is carrying all those tools too, and he didn't tell you.
That too.
So you don't have the accurate weight. I've had them be in vehicles too. Yeah, and you also don't know how much, I mean, when you do a curb weight on here or even online, that's just, you can't say that that's the end all of be all. It may not be the actual weight.
Amen.
I was at a couple hundred just to be the just to be on the safe side. But.
Any information on the screen or in Google is all speculation when it comes to actual logistics.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's an estimate. It's an idea. It's hearsay or otherwise, but it's not what actually is.
Okay. No. I mean, there's not a lot on here, to be honest with you, that's...
Mm.
Dallas is a rough state with no CDL because
that explains the email.
Heavy.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy's pulling his hair out, struggling like crazy and sweating for days. Jay, where are you?
Yeah. And no winch or, you know.
Oh, like, I know.
This,
can't even
this
get...
thing right here, you could probably throw over your shoulder and carry it yourself.
Right?
Okay? But
can't
it needs a
get
winch.
It.
No, can't get it. Needs a winch.
God. Yeah, no CDL, no winch. That is brutal.
Yeah.
And you're in Dallas.
Same thing.
I don't know how to make this harder.
No, this well, is a rough one.
This is a tough one, man.
There, see, but that's way out in BFE right there. That Corvette in Como is way out of the way if you're going up North Kansas City.
Oh, man, and I got $5. That one gets tougher, too.
Well, yeah, just for this person right here, it's probably not even legit.
Well, I was thinking ground clearance, but yeah, right.
Oh, well, that too.
You got broker clearance.
That too. That's what we're going to call it from now on.
Broker clearance.
Do they have broker clearance?
Oh, God. It's awesome.
Let's see. Yeah. I mean, there's stuff on here that this person could take to Baton Rouge, I think, and New Orleans that would be in their weight limit. But like I said, I wouldn't probably do it just because. If you get somebody in a place that you can't get them out of, then that's your fault too. It's different if they took themselves there and you got to work it out. But if you took them there and can't get them out, that's your fault. Well, here we go. I know this would work. To Joplin for $300. It's a Mini Cooper.
Oh.
3262.
God, what kind of route
and you
can
take
you put
that
together,
going
though?
To Kansas City.
Can you?
Well, you could take Joplin will either take you Kansas City or you could take St. Louis.
I know, or but you now you got to pick something up in Joplin.
I know. Well, no, I wouldn't pick if I was going to Springfield, that's kind of what they pay. It's $300 into Springfield.
As you can see, the problem, this is Constraint City. As soon as you say no CDL, get ready to party because it is going to be Constraint City.
And you could take this Ulyss to Belton, this Honda Civic, but it's for run buggy. So once again, it's probably not a good load because it's on a load board and they don't remove them off of Central. So you could think this is good. Go to, if you're signed up with Run Buggy, go in there and it's probably not on there.
And honestly, because it's Dallas to Kansas City, 92 cents a mile for Honda Civic, I
not
got
to be there.
Yeah, I bet dollars to donuts that's not available anymore.
Here's Direct Connect has a Chevy Spark. That's lightweight. It's only 2,300 pounds going up to Kansas City. And like I said, you're not going to get the rates that other people are going to get just because of that. Here's one. This one's going to St. Louis.
So what do they do? This guy needs to go to CDL school, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, right? Because
if he really wants to make money, and this is going to be what you're going to do, get a CDL. Always get a CDL.
Which we know. We understand. It's not easy peasy. It's not. We get it. Maybe you can't get a CDL. I don't know. But this situation.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
You got a problem. You got one Jenga square left before the tower falls.
Yep. Yep. Basically, the only thing I'm seeing that would be small enough for somebody right now is either Kansas City or St. Louis, and I'm not even sure if full load's on here.
Hey,
because there's a lot of trucks going to both places, too.
Sue, Hellcat Izzy says your number's not working.
417-255-6230 is... But I'm on the show, so I can't work. I can't talk to you right now if you're calling me.
417.
Or you can call the main line at 417-273-0021. Somebody can talk to you. I just can't talk to you still.
Okay, wait. So
or text me.
417. What's the main number?
273-0021. That's the office line. You can talk to anybody.
Okay. Hey, there's the phone. I think it's Izzy.
Right,
I think Izzy's calling you. Yeah, I hear the phone.
See if it's Izzy.
Oh, thanks, Chris. Everything is on this channel. Thanks to ATI, Jay, Ty, Sue, Lionel, and Brian. Hey, you know what, guys? We're in our last few minutes here, and it just turns out, this is so cool, Tuesday night, Man, Tuesday night we're going to do, I'll tell you what, I'm going to take the screen here for a second. Tuesday night we are going to do, I put this together, and Sue, you're actually going to join us Tuesday night, right?
Yes, yes.
Oh, so cool.
This Tuesday night?
This right? Tuesday night we're going to do Beyond the Fuel Island. What are we talking about? Yeah, what we're going to be talking about is, it's funny because this was a phrase that I said, well, thank you so much. I said something like Beyond the Fuel Island. It might have been on a Dispatching Live. It was either Dispatching Live, DOT Compliance. Anyways, the thing is that it might have been Cars on the Move. Because it seems to me that, and I don't want to be too presumptuous or insensitive or otherwise. But it seems like there's just a lot of, where the person hangs out that tells everyone they're going to get rich overnight, although it might be YouTube. But I'm assuming that they also hang out at truck stops a lot. And listen, man, you got to talk to somebody beyond that guy. Don't just talk to the guy that's going to tell you you're going to get rich. Talk to everybody else that tells you you're not. And that's what we're going to do Tuesday night. Beyond the Fuel Island, we're going to get beyond that rich guy. And we're going to talk about reality. And to do that, I'll be kicking it off, and then we'll bring in Ty, Cars on the Move, CTS Business Coaching, and then we're going to add Brian, DOT Compliance, Regulations, Equipment, FMCSA, and then we're going to add Lionel, because you need to have insurance and good credit and all those other things. And then we're going to add Sue, because you need to understand, you know, maybe you need a dispatcher, maybe you don't, maybe. But, you know, the load boards and what's out there and what it looks like. And then we're going to add Candy, because Candy gets into other stuff. Import, export, realities, yards, brokers, etc. And so we're going to paint the full picture of what it looks like to really get beyond the fuel island. So that is Tuesday night. Super excited. And and so I do want to thank everybody for joining us today. Oh, you know what? Here was one I forgot to share. This one was sent in. 1970 Ford Mustang must have winch, pick up Memphis, Tennessee drops. Why was this sent to me? What's the problem here, Sue? What are you seeing?
Text DOT best for full. What? Winch pickup Memphis, Tennessee drops in Maine. Well, first off, it's not really dropping in Portland. I'm assuming it's going to Saco.
So it's going to Memphis?
Pickup
in Memphis.
Drops in Saco. Wow. Wow, that's way away from
right,
Dallas,
what is going
it?
On here?
Why wouldn't you just list it in Memphis?
Because you know why? Because it's okay. It's in Memphis, going to Portland, and nobody's calling. Right?
But don't put it in Dallas. Who the hell's? I mean, you're in Dallas. You're not going to be in Memphis.
What is drop Sacco? What does that mean? Drop Sacco me?
Really dropping in Sacco, Maine, instead of Portland, Maine. There's a Sacco, Maine.
Oh, okay. Oh, really? This is Maine. Oh, it's even Oregon. Yeah. Okay. Oh.
That's why.
Wow. So so the pickup and the delivery are wrong.
Yeah.
It's an in-up. Oh, my God. Look at the rate.
Yeah. Who's going to take that? Well, part of it is the screwed up rate. Wait a second. So switch that to Memphis, but it still probably isn't much better. What's the mileage on it? Let me look. Memphis
and it's an in-up. Sacco, it's a 74. Yeah, this load blows, by the way. This load is just awful. Oh, my God. That's
Sacco,
funny.
Maine. So it's really, as far as miles go. Oh, drum roll, please. My internet sucks. Hold on. Yeah. It is still 1,400 miles. So yeah, no, they want to pay not even 50 cents a mile.
This rate's not even close.
No.
Thank you, Izzy. No. Thank you so much, Izzy. Threw down $10 for dispatching live. That's super cool. Really appreciate that. This load is hilarious. By the way, on top of everything else, what's text DOT best?
Right.
What is going on there?
For full info.
What? There's
I have
more.
No idea. Yeah, I mean, more info.
Oh God. Nobody. You know what I love is the broker is 100% too. That's so great.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the first time they've totally screwed up on a load? That's hilarious. Oh, man, it's so funny. The reason why we always love this stuff is this is auto transport. Grab a mask and jump right in. You can do whatever you want. You can post whatever you want. This is proof. Say and post and wear whatever you want. This is auto transport. And don't forget, if that's not enough, hey, we just posted another actual pickup, actual delivery. You can do what you want. Post it or not. Whatever you want to do. Spray the champagne over the cubicles, and if that didn't work, just blame it on the dispatcher. Oh, shoot, man. I want to thank everybody so much. Thank you so much for supporting the show, Izzy. We really appreciate it. Oh, Unique throwing down. That's so cool. I got to tell you, I think that's only a couple times have we had that much super chat on Dispatching Live. So thank you guys so much. And I tell you this, Sue, and I know they're going to, the views are going to drop like crazy as soon as I announce that we've been pretty much over 21 live or 20 live viewers pretty much the whole show. And look at them run. There they go.
Sweet.
Yeah, no, it is. It's really cool. No, I never talk about it because it always just drops like crazy. But the show is over. I think we got through all the mail. Did you have anything else?
I don't think so. I think we covered a lot of what was going on this week. Like I said, I didn't have a lot of stories. It was just crazy stuff left and right. I don't know what's going on. I think it's in the water. Someone said something. It's because of COVID vaccinations earlier.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is. Mm-hmm. in fact, that would be in the what's in the information? Only vaccinated carriers, please. Maybe. when are we going to see that? How long have you been vaccinated? That'll be one. You have to have been vaccinated for over a year. Okay. So this is the end of another episode. Thank you guys so much for joining us in the live chat. Sue, thank you so much and team.
No problem.
And really appreciate it. I don't think I have any announcements for next week. We already talked about Tuesday night, Beyond the Fuel Island. Please do be sure to join us for that. Of course, tomorrow we have Cars on the Move at noon. Oh, and I wanted to mention this too. I'm gonna go ahead and hit refresh. We've already had two more podcast downloads since we started this episode today.
Cool.
Isn't that amazing? Bless you.
That's awesome.
My son. my lady. Bless you, my lady. All right, so that is it. So everybody, we want you to please join us tomorrow. Cars on the Move. Please join us Tuesday night. Please keep sending in the news. Let us know how we can help. Unique, thank you so much for joining the live chat and engaging with us today. We're so glad that we could give you some ideas. Please keep us posted. Stay in touch with Sue. Let us know how we can help.
Yeah.
And on that note, all right, Murphy Office, say goodbye, Sue.
Goodbye, Sue.
Take care, everybody. See you soon.